Listen, baby. Tell your sister to don't moan.
Mother, don't you moan.
Pharaoh's army.
Pharaoh's army.
All of them men got drowned in the sea one day. Yes, they did. Review the story of two sisters. Call Mary and Martha. They had a brother. Named Lazarus. One day while Jesus was away.
He said, love. Inclined to say, let the church say amen. That was the great Aretha Franklin with one of her signature songs. It's a church song, but it has special significance today as we commemorate the passing of this great lady, not only of song, but of substance, who passed away at her home in Detroit at the age of 76 after a long battle with cancer. And it is fitting that we take time, we stop everything. Trump and Omarosa and all the others, they have to stand aside. Make room for the queen of soul, and the queen of so many millions of people's hearts. And her ministry, if you can use that word and it is appropriate, was the ministry of song. So we will, oh geez, they're starting with the roof again. We'll start our program today and recall how Aretha Franklin entered your life and what was her contribution to your life at 888-874-4888. You know, it is an amazing thing how people, you think it wasn't intentional, but of course it's a product of their creativity, and so it is very intentional. When they create music, it is their ministry, really, and it touches us in a particular way, it moves us in a particular way. In the case of Aretha Franklin, her ministry touched us in protest, in times of great sorrow, in times of great joy. She touched us. She took care of our sorrowful souls. And she also buoyed our spirits. She gave us reason to be joyful about our civil rights activities, our demanding justice. She was there too. She was there for those who didn't have anything. She was there for those who wanted justice. She was there, present and accounted for. So let's account for Aretha today. How did she affect your life? What did she contribute to your life? How should we remember her? How should we think of her forever? How should she be regarded? What place does she occupy in our struggle? 888. You can hear the buzzing sounds. Oh, jeez. You're listening to PRN.FM on this sad day, but we shouldn't make it too sad a day. That was the message in her song about Mary, don't you weep, Martha, don't you moan. And we are remembering Aretha Franklin on this day, the day that she has passed after a long battle with cancer at age 76. Jeff from New Jersey, how do you recall Aretha Franklin? What was she to you?
Oh, Aretha. Aretha was church. Hello?
Yes, hello. Listening.
Oh. Well, Aretha was church. She was that voice in the choir that made that move you, you know? And no matter what you were feeling, she could change that mood. You know, you put on her records and she could bring the, you know, she could bring the joy, she could bring the pain. Truly a blessed talent. I mean, we are so fortunate to be able to listen to not only Aretha Franklin. I'm laughing because can you still hear me? But not only were we blessed to have Aretha, we were blessed to have Gladys Knight. We were blessed to have Patti LaBelle. We were blessed to have Curtis Mayfield and all these people that were her friends.
You know, get to know Aretha Franklin. I mean, in terms of what significance was she to you?
Well, back in the 1970s, you know, I was introduced to her music by my parents, listening to those albums. And just basically my mother, Queen, she put on, you know, she had a number of albums that she would put on. And Aretha was one of those voices that we heard every Saturday morning, every Sunday morning. And, you know, her being the queen, and I'm truly, truly a queen, not holding her tongue when things needed to be said, she said it. When things needed to be done, she did it. And, of course, her talent, you know, like I said, I was exposed at an early age back in the 1970s. I'm, you know, 10, 12 years old, and listening to Aretha, that was that voice that you heard. And I may not have known who it was at the time, but eventually, you know, we came to know this woman as part of our culture, part of our life. You know, she is interwoven into Black people's lives all the way through, from movies to albums. But she that voice could touch that piece in you. You know, or in me anyway. I don't know anybody else, but for me, she could touch that piece of me. You know, you make you sit on a couch and then you go, oh, and your legs come up off the ground and, you know, give you a little shiver there, you know, and make you feel, you know, you have those days when you're lost a little bit. She could bring you home. She could bring you right back to the church. She could bring you right back to those days when you sat with your mother, your father, and the preacher said something that made them stand up. And, you know, let's give praise to her father, too. Because he was instrumental in the civil rights movement, you know. So that whole family just did at least the two out of that, you know, the two out of the family did, you know, tremendous amount of work for the Black community. You know, we have lost. I don't want to say is we have lost a piece. It's not just an icon. We lost a piece of our soul. All right, but through the grace of music, through the grace of recordings, we still have them. And we have, you know, somebody said like this, enjoy the time that you have right now. When you're with your family, enjoy that time. Because once those are made memories, no one can ever take them away. And Aretha can never, ever, Aretha can never, ever be taken away from us. Listen, we've given so much to contribute to the world. Everything from medicine to music, and she was a large piece of that American, the American Negro that contributed to jazz, to soul, to gospel. And let's not forget, that album you just played was the first album ever, gospel album ever, to win a Grammy. You know?
Thank you for your contribution, and thank you for taking us along on your journey with Aretha. Thank you so much. From Michigan, Leona, you're on the air. How was your your personal interconnection with Aretha Franklin. How did that come about?
Well, it came about as a youngster in Detroit. I was hitting puberty, 12, 13 years old, when I first heard about Aretha, and that was that smashing hit, Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That I think that came out in April of 1967, according to something I saw on online, that exact date. But I knew, yeah, I was a youngster, and her music would play on the radio. We had this little radio in the kitchen. It was set on top of the refrigerator, and that's where the music would come from in the household. And I remember years of hearing Aretha hit after hit after hit after hit after hit record, especially between 67, 68, 69, all up in there. You know, Never Loved a Man the Way I Loved You, Respect, Do Right Woman, Do Right Man, Call Me, Spirit in the Dark, Don't Play That Song for Me, I Say a Little Prayer,
Leona,
The House That Jack Built, Seesaw, The Weight, Chain of Fools. I remember in junior high school, we had a little talent show. And I did one of Aretha's songs. Got applause, too.
What do you think today?
I'm sorry.
Her significance is to this nation and to the world.
I don't know, but I'm sure that I'm convinced that those of us who were exposed to her music, exposed to her, if we got a heart, it's a little heavy today. I think she was on a vibe that those of us who are frequency that touched a lot of people globally, and I think she was just basically a good soul. Not only was she the queen of soul, but I think she was basically a good soul. Now this is my opinion, and I've heard people who seem to know her refer to her as Riri or Lady Ree. You know, short for Aretha. But I want to share this briefly. Back in June of 2016, in fact, on June 24th, 2016, I was at an event, and this event was pulled together by Lady Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul. It was the renaming of Linwood Street to C.L. Franklin Boulevard. Now, her father's church, New Bethel Baptist Church, is on Linwood Street. And back in June of 2016, they were renaming a portion of Linwood Street to C.L. Franklin Boulevard in honor of her father. And I went to that event. And there were some dignitaries there and everything. And Aretha got on her piano and performed for like 30 minutes. And I captured it on video. But after the event, there was food and fellowship and I got a chance to talk to one of her her bodyguards, and I asked him if I could have a word with Miss Franklin, you know. And he said, "Yeah, but it has to be brief." And what do you want to talk about? I said, "I just want to thank her for her music, because I grew up on Aretha Franklin with Aretha Franklin's music in the background, and I wanted to thank her." And so he allowed me to approach her, and I did get a chance to tell her, you know, thank you, Miss Franklin. Thank you so much for your music. I grew up on your music, and I thank you. And she smiled and said, "You're welcome."
And that's a sweet story. Thanks for taking us down your memory lane. Thank you on this day when we just pause to say thank you, Aretha, and remember you. Sweets from New York, what are your memories of Aretha Franklin?
Wow. I have several. Growing up in Brooklyn, listening to Eddie O.J., I remember after my parents had left to go to work, I'm listening to WLIB, and my man played Aretha. I think it was I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You. And he said, if the phone rings, I play it again. And he played that song three times in a row. And I was late for school. You know what I mean? I said, oh, Lord. I mean, I couldn't go out the door, you know, with her singing. And, you know, songs like Dr. Feelgood. I said, damn, oh. where did she hear about me at? You know what I mean? I said, oh, no, maybe I got to sue somebody. You know, she didn't put my business in the street. She, to me, was a torch singer. And she could get some fires started when you needed it. And her gospel renditions, while I'm not down with the theology, I love the music. And and another thing, in reading Roots of Soul, The Psychology of Black Expressiveness, I remember being on the D train going into Manhattan, reading the book, and there was a part where the author said, imagine growing up and not having heard Aretha Franklin. And I started busting out laughing on the train. And the people looking at me, they said, this dude must be crazy. But I knew what he was talking about. Mm. I knew just what he meant, you know what I mean, when he said that. And the book, the title, The Psychology of Black Expressiveness, was the subtitle. And he talked about rhythm and music, and he even had a chapter on melanin. And so, you know, Aretha is today, the United States has, the world has lost a whole lot of its soul. That is for sure. That is for sure enough sure. You know, she, you know, she does it for me.
Well, she does it for a lot of folks. I'm one of them. I am an unapologetic Aretha Franklin fan. I just love this woman's music. Love it.
Can't help it.
There's, and I agree with what you said. You know, there's the spiritual side of her. There's the womanly side of her. There's the angry side of her about injustice. There's a side of her that talks about compassion and how we should really live together. She was just a phenomenal woman. And there was also the classical side of Aretha, not only as a pianist, but as an operatic singer. People don't know that very much. There was a time when Luciano Pavarotti was to perform, and he was ill and couldn't perform. And so as not to disappoint the audience, and they were very surprised, one, to learn that Luciano Pavarotti would not be appearing that evening. But two, when Aretha stepped on the stage, a lot of folks said, well, what is she going to do? And when she let it out, and they understood that she was a classically trained person, she did Nessun Dorma, and when she was through, the house almost fell down. So I like her for her surprises. Thanks a lot. Henry from Chicago, what's your take on Aretha Franklin, and what do you recall of her today?
Hey, Utrice, how's it going?
Okay.
All right. You know, it's just amazing. This woman has been in the music field, in the spotlight, for over 50 years. I mean, she was making music when my dad was a teenager, and she's making music when I was a teenager. So it's just amazing. And very few women, if not, she might be the only woman who can basically kind of say that. She's also one of those artists, Aretha, where I really don't have a favorite song because all her songs are just that good. I will say this. There was one song that really touched me, and it was only because, you know, I was going through something in my life in a relationship, and it was the song Ain't No Way. Ain't no way for me to love you if you won't let me. And every time I heard that song, it was like, you know, a bit of sad. Like I said, it was during that period of time in my life where I was, you know, going through a rough relationship. But Aretha was one of those people that could make men cry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She had a message for everybody, isn't it? She had a message for men. She had a message for women. She had a message for old people and young people, people who were religious, who were not. People who were hip and people who were not. She had music for everybody, people who are into classics, even country western music. So Aretha was able to relate to a wide audience.
Indeed, indeed.
So your thing was when you were going through a little bit of hardship in the love department, Aretha came to the rescue.
Well, I mean, she not necessarily because that song was so sad to me, but I just loved listening to it for some reason. I don't know. It was just during that time in my life, it was kind of like, you know, you wanted to hear the sad songs, but at the same time, every time you heard it, it kind of made you depressed. But, you know, you're thinking about, like, just the memories of, you know, the relationship that you're going through that time. So I was listening to it today, and it was almost like I went back into that time again. So I was like,
but, you know, the interesting thing is it is possible that you relate to that particular song because she was going through turmoil, too, in her own life. And she expressed that in song. So maybe that is why you remember that song.
And just like the last caller said, you know, I kind of feel what he was saying, like, is Aretha putting my business out there?
She was watching you. She was watching you.
Yes,
thank you so much for sharing your thoughts today. It is indeed a sad day, but as she says in that great gospel song, don't weep, don't moan. We take this little break with more Aretha and come back to your thoughts at 888-874-4888.
See your word.
Aretha's Chain of Fools. That was a big hit. You're listening to Lead Stories on PRN.FM, and on this day that the great queen of soul, Aretha Franklin, has died at the age of 76, we just pause and remember her and how she impacted our lives and the lives of people all over the world with her music. 888-874-4888 is the number to share your thoughts on this day. I agree with her, and that's why I chose that song, Mary, Don't You Weep, Martha, Don't You Moan. It really is an instruction on how we ought to not feel so bereft by loss, because she was coming from a place where, in that song, and that's the aim of that song, a gospel song, which is to always hold out hope. Nobody's gone forever. Not if you hold them in your heart, not if they live in your heart. And this is why we're pausing today to remember her. When I first came to the United States as a teenager, Aretha Franklin was, and even before I got here, Aretha Franklin was a symbol of being hip. You know, she was the hip lady. She knew all the answers about love and pain and sorrow and joy and just feel-good music. You know, the idea that you can hear a piece of music and your spirit is uplifted. You don't need anything more than just hearing her song. Noel from Brooklyn, what are you thinking about Aretha today?
Hi, Utrice. I'm going to make this real quick because I'm trying to move in a washing machine in my basement and my friends are upstairs. So if they knew I was calling you, I'd be in trouble. So anyway, my thinking is, first of all, I loved Aretha Franklin. If you remember the late Frankie Crocker, who used to be here in New York City on BLS.
Oh, yes.
He died from pancreatic cancer as well. So I'm looking at it, and again, to the world who's listening to this, I'm not negating her genius, but she was severely overweight, and I'm looking at it more from a holistic medical end that we need to take care of ourselves as well, in this particular case. So if you understand what I mean, I'm looking at it that she was a great humanitarian. I heard she was really down to earth, but we need to take care of ourselves and not let ourselves go that far, because she could have had Gary or anybody else exclude her from having this severe cancer of her gallbladder.
Well, we don't know. All we know is that this is the path she chose, and
right.
We have to respect that. She
sure.
chose her path.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
What we want to remember her more for was not perhaps her omissions or commissions, mm-hmm. but the fact that in ways that nobody else could have done it, she ministered to people, millions and millions of people all over the world.
Yes,
and
yes.
We had the exquisite joy of having her in our midst, and we remember her. That's how we should remember her, with great joy.
Absolutely.
If we remember
absolutely.
Her with one-tenth
that.
The joy
mm-hmm.
that she gave us, we'd be doing all right.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Ali from New York, what are your thoughts today about Aretha Franklin?
Well, I just had to tell you, there was a documentary that they showed on PBS, oh, my God, about 25 or more years ago. And I always remember that documentary, because one of the things that documentary emphasized was that Aretha's father was so involved with the civil rights movement, even though you didn't see him, because he helped them out with money, monetarily. And that, you know, when you see things like that you see this woman singing and so famous, and then you hear that now that I'm an activist, is very touching. And I always remember that documentary. But I also wanted to add, I'm married to a Caucasian man that I think in his life before was a black man. Because, you know, the karma, the karma. I wanted to say that he's a, and I easily talked to him about you because you love music and you love so many kind of music, and that's how he is. He loves, I'm telling you, we have gone to see Bob Dylan, this woman, Phyllis Simons, we went to see years ago, Tito Fuente. You could just name it. He loves country music. And I could just go on and on and on. I'm telling you all the music that he loves. He loves blue. He loves everything. And one of the things that I had to say about him is that, even though I had listened before I met him and married him in high school, you know, we used to listen to American music, but it was more in here in New York City during the 70s, more about Spanish music back then, Tito Puente, dancing a lot and all that. But with him, he introduced me to other things, other music, because he's a music lover. So what I had to say, Aretha, I always had listened to her, but I will tell you, I went to one of the weddings where you don't see people of color, and one of his cousins got married, and one of the song that they pick and the group, the girl, she actually karaoke one of her song. That's what she did for their own song. And I thought that it doesn't matter what color you are, African American should be so proud of their culture because they are the one that carry culture all around the world for the United States. And seeing this woman singing and doing their karaoke, I always tell him that African American are the best singer, and as a Latino, I could say this, in the world. They could sing anything. They could sing opera. They could sing rock. They could sing everything, blues. And I always tell him they are the real people that they actually carry a culture around the world. And she is one of those people. And at one time when they were naming Mariah Carey like a diva with her, I was so disappointed because she should be standing on her own by herself. That's what I think about her.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
You know, this is an interesting thing. Few people know. Not, I shouldn't say few, I didn't take a poll, but not too many people know that there was a very serious side. Everything she did in music was serious, but she was classically trained. And many times she performed and stunned audiences with her facility on piano playing classical tunes. But I want to get back to something that Ali mentioned. And that was her commitment to civil rights. Yes, her father was a very low-key guy. He was not prominent. He didn't want adulation. He didn't want all of that. He was a very quiet man who created change very quietly. But was involved in significant struggles in civil rights. And Aretha Franklin grew up in the tradition of civil rights and was very, very generous, again, very quietly to many, many causes. And she also enlisted her buddies in the industry to help. And she was a very, very generous person to many causes, but didn't make a big deal out of it. In fact, that was one of her signatures. Absolute privacy. She did not want any big thing made about what she was doing on that front, but she did enjoy people enjoying her music. So on this day, I say, thank you, Aretha. Thank you for the gift that you have placed in service of all humanity. Whether you're singing rock and roll or love songs or country and western music or opera, you have embraced humanity and you have served humanity well with your gifts. And although it is it's very sad to lose you, we all must die. And again, your attitude is shown in that gospel song, Mary, don't you weep. Martha, don't you moan. Because a victory has been achieved. Even though people think you've died and gone your way, but you know the story. You know the story that the victory is eternal. And I don't think I'll be wrong in saying that you have scored a victory with your life, with your talent, with your service. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. So let's go out with another one of Aretha's songs, one that we can continue to remember her by.
Tap on your window, babe.
Tap on your window.
know, I'm a little bit selfish. That was one of my favorites, and I had left it for the last. And I still realize that we have time for at least one or two more calls at 888-874-4888, but you got to move fast. We're discussing Aretha Franklin today, and of course you know that she has died. She died today at the age of 76 after a long battle with cancer. But a job well done. She accounted for herself. And that's the main thing that matters. It's not about being so sad and inconsolable with grief. The fact is, when people are here among us, embrace them if you think they ought to be embraced. Acknowledge them and feel lucky that you have been alive at a time when they made a difference in your life, made an improvement in your life, made you more aware about things in life. That's what we need to be grateful for. And nothing more than that. Just that is enough. That people in the course of life have made or can make a difference and did make a difference in other people's lives. That is the ultimate service. And we can take a lesson from Aretha Franklin in that her ministry, as I said, and she approached it as a ministry. This is something she did on a level that was greater than ordinary, far greater than ordinary. And you can see where it comes from. It comes from her heart. It comes from her soul. It comes from the essence of her being. And when people like that, like Aretha, like others, who we feel and we know intuitively, that's the space that they are operating from. That's the place that they are giving from. We know it to be genuine, and we all the more should appreciate the genuine nature of what they want for us. They want us to be happy. They want us to be instructed to avoid unpleasantness in life. They want us to be fulfilled. They want us to be joyful and happy and contented. They want the best for us. And when they do that, they're actually doing really great work. Now, to some people, it may look insignificant. You know, people would say, oh, that's just jump up music. Well, then you miss the point. Because what an artist is doing, such an artist is doing, is bringing to you yourself without all the frou-frou, your elemental self. And your elemental self is a self that just wants to be happy and simple and forthright and honest. And in turn, to bring joy and happiness and fulfillment to others. And that is very sophisticated, by the way, political work. When an artist does that, and we've seen examples of this all over the world, people who do this work of bringing people to their genuine selves through music. And you wonder, what is it that gets all these people to pack a stadium? What is it that they're getting from this music, from this artist? And it sometimes boggles the mind because we can't figure it out. Well, there's a cosmic communication going on. And Aretha Franklin, for all these years, has been communicating with us cosmically, spiritually, because she links with our soul. And that's why she is the queen of soul and the queen of soul music. Thank you so much for contributing today. and for stopping, taking a few minutes of your time to remember her and how she impacted your life. We return to each other tomorrow, Free Your Mind Friday. Bye-bye.
Change, change, change.